All right, guys, just a little update on the injury front right now. Lucas Nix kind of banged knees yesterday a little bit, so he wasn't able to make it all the way through practice today. And then Janikowski's got a right calf strain that, you know, is not going to be any issue, but we won't kick him in the game this week. So we signed Justin Medlock to come in and kick in the game. And then we got Rod Streeter back out at practice today. Well, Hosilio got a groin in the game the other day, and after going back and looking at the MRI, you know, it looked like a pretty significant injury, and so we made the decision to go ahead and put him on IR. Latavius again with the scope. It was just a deal where his ankle wasn't getting better. We wanted to go ahead and do the scope, and we felt like the best thing to do for him was to go ahead and put him on IR. Miles, he's doing a lot better right now. But I think we want to see, we want to see how he continues to get better before we go ahead and activate him. I mean, you know, listen, you only get 53 spots, you know, and you got to make sure that you're making the right decisions, and sometimes those are tough things when you have injured players.
Was Hansen's groin something that he struggled with throughout camp, or was it something specific?
No, it's something that just happened. It happened in the game the other night. Yeah.
Jano, that happened in the game the other
Yes.
night?
Yes.
And there's absolutely no concern he'll be ready for week one.
He'll be ready for week one.
And with Streeter, obviously the protocol.
He went through all the. He went through the whole process. It was. I think actually yesterday he went through the testing process. He was actually cleared this morning, and so he went out and practiced today.
Do you expect Streeter to play in the game?
I do, yes.
Okay. Might you, with Menelik, be tempted to play him into that second unit just because he needs...
Oh, yeah, he's going to play.
He's going to play.
Yeah, he's going to play a significant amount.
He's going to stay in even after the rest of the starters go
out. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He hadn't taken a snap in a game situation, and he needs all the work he can get. Absolutely. There'll be some guys that'll see more action, even though they might run out there with the starting unit. There'll be some guys that haven't had as much play time during this preseason, and they're going to need to go out there and play some.
Would you put Terrell Pryor in there a little longer? As
yes.
Well?
Coach, with Murray going on injured reserve, can you talk a little bit about the backup running back situation?
Well, right now we have Rashad Jennings and Jeremy Stewart. I think both those guys have done a pretty good job this preseason. It'll be another opportunity for them on Thursday night to go out and prove their worth, and we'll get another evaluation on them.
You're a defensive coach. Everybody makes – there's no question you can't, and particularly the NFL, can't play football without a quarterback. But it seems to me you can't play football if you can't stop the other team. And – that's been a Raider problem in the last 3 or 4 years. The other team just gets the ball, holds it, and you never get it back. I mean, do you see the defense getting better, and is that like number one if you were to rate things that must improve?
Well, yeah, we've got to play better defense, that's been a point of emphasis. That was one of the things that we tried to do personnel-wise during the offseason, is try to improve the personnel on the defensive side of the football. We feel like we've done that. And there's been some times where we've executed some things in the preseason. But we've got to play better, and we've got to do a better job. And there's still a lot of things that we're going to try to do schematically that we haven't done in the preseason. The basis for preseason is to make sure we get a good evaluation on what these guys can do, and it's a lot more, it's a little bit more vanilla, it's a little bit more plain than what we'll do in the regular season.
You've had some injuries up front. You have different styles of quarterbacks, but how does that affect what you're going to do with McFadden? Are you just going to let him do him, or are you going to have to adjust based upon the personnel you have in?
Well, I don't think there'll be too much of an adjustment. I mean, I think we're going to let Darren do what he does what he does best, and we've got to try to create some room for him to run the football and let him be an explosive player. So I don't think it's going to change a whole lot as far as what we do.
As far as Seals come, where does he need to get better at in your opinion? What does he need to really become that all-around?
I think it's consistency. It's consistency. You know, he's a guy that's also battled a few nagging little things here and there. He's got a toe right now that he's dealing with that's caused him to miss a little bit of time over the last couple of days. So, you know, really it's just consistency. It's being out there and having a chance to go through practice and go through these games and continue to learn from these things. He's got talent, but like with all rookies, there's a lot of things that he hadn't seen yet, and there'll be a lot of times that he'll see something for the first time. It's his ability to react to those things. It's his ability to learn from those things so that he doesn't make the same mistake multiple times.
In terms of, he just seems like he's 100 miles an hour.
Well, I want him to play 100 miles an hour. I mean, I think that's what good defensive players do. And you want your whole team to play 100 miles an hour on every single snap. And that makes your job easier as far as making corrections when guys make fast decisions and play fast. And you make up for a lot of mistakes when you play fast like that. So that's not something that I'm trying to do, slow him down. I don't want to do that at all. I want to teach him football.
So you don't have to harness him in any way?
No.
Without Hanson, where are you guys at the slot corner?
Well, Tracy Porter will play in there. Brandon Ross has got some work in there. You know, he's a converted corner. I think the thing when you look at us on defense is we've got some guys that play in the safety position that converted from corner. You know, with Brandon Ross, with Usama Young, with Charles Woodson. I mean, there's a lot of guys that, you know, they started their career out playing corner and they've moved to safety. So we've got some other options there that can go in there and play in the slot. A lot. A lot. Gives us a lot of flexibility. You know, I think our safety position, we've got some guys that have some athleticism that we can do a lot of different things with. And they're smart players, and that's an added bonus.
Having a guy like Mike Jenkins seems to be kind of a steady presence. We haven't talked about him much, but he's kind of quietly had a pretty good preseason.
Yeah, he's had a pretty good preseason. I mean, you know, again, some of these guys that we brought in, that they've played at a high level. All right, and we were fortunate enough to be able to get them for whatever the circumstances were surrounding us being able to get them here. So we feel good about those players that we were able to bring in. And Mike Jenkins is one that, you know, we're going to count on our secondary players to lead the defense. That's going to be one of the roles that they're going to have to perform, and they're going to have to rise up to the challenge.